I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Clouds dominate the forecast again today. We'll see a few peaks of sunshine with a high near 63. The union that represents full-time tenured faculty at John A. Logan College is publicly backing three candidates in next week's Board of Trustees election. The Logan Illinois Education Association is supporting Becky Borgsmiller, Mandy Little, and Glenn Pichard. The union's Perry Canope says these three are focused on ways to preserve education at John A. Logan rather than laying off faculty to save money. He says trustees voted a year ago to lay off 55 people to save $4 million, and that's been a tough pill to swallow.
It's really hard to do the things that we were doing before with such a drop in full-time faculty.
The other candidates in the race include William Orrell and Bob Ellis. Incumbents Don Brewer and Jacqueline Hancock decided not to seek re-election. The election is April 4th. Without a state budget, Illinois is racking up more debt every day, and many vendors and service providers are accruing interest on their delayed payments. But Tom Lisi reports on one group that's been left out, youth services.
When most vendors and service providers have to wait more than 3 months to get paid, Illinois starts to owe them interest. But that law doesn't include youth services, programs that help kids avoid jail time or get counseling after friends are murdered on the street. Nora Collins-Mandeville works for the Illinois Collaboration on Youth. She says the exclusion is an oversight and is causing huge financial problems for such organizations.
They're taking out loans, they're extending lines of credit, even some of them are putting mortgages on their property that they've paid in full.
There's bipartisan support for legislation that would correct the oversight, but that would do nothing to address the greater problem of delayed payments. Fixing that would require a state budget. I'm Tom Lisi.
The United States is getting a grade of D+ for the condition of its infrastructure. Illinois scored a little bit higher, but lawmakers are being urged to budget for repairs that have to be made. The American Society of Civil Engineers put together the report. The group's Greg DiLoretto says lawmakers need to keep campaign promises to make roads and bridges safer, and taxpayers have to be willing to foot the bill.
We have to recognize that just like your house that needs constant maintenance and repair to keep it looking good and working for you, these systems also require that same level of care and contact.
DiLoretto says keeping infrastructure sound is not just a safety issue. He says it's important for the economy, too. The report gave the nation better grades this year in the categories of hazardous waste, inland waterways, levees, ports, rails, schools, and wastewater. Governor Bruce Rauner wants the Illinois legislature to allow work to start on Interstate 55 in the Chicago area via a public-private partnership. Rauner, the state transportation secretary, and House leader Jim Durkin made a push at a news conference yesterday. Meanwhile, Democratic House Speaker Michael Madigan says he's still waiting for more information. I'm Jennifer Fuller.